road is someone to take us across. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we know when Joshua crossed over Jordan. Hallelujah. Oh yes. The ark of God was in the lead. Praise the Lord. When the Levites carried the ark of God, they were the first to step into the waters. And as they stepped into the waters, Jordan has to give way. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. And when they crossed over, there he stood at the other side.
Amen.
With his sword drawn and Joshua asked,
amen.
Are you for us? Or you are for our enemies? He said, I am the captain of the Lord host.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm here to take lead in the battle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Tonight he's here.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, to lead in the battle.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the day so far.
Amen.
Amen.
From the morning up to this hour.
Amen.
It has been his grace, his protection, his mercies, his loving kindness towards us. In our homes.
Amen.
In our working places.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The students also.
Amen.
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 Oh, God bless all the workers among us.
Amen.
After the hard work of the day, we still have a lot. The strength. There's always that joy bell in your heart. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Knowing that today is another day to meet the Lord in his house. You forsake everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You said, I forsake all.
Amen.
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 When the time God calls, his children are there to respond.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, we shall look. Last week, we looked through the first five provocations in the wilderness. I want us to just see if we can just get through. If not possible, we will have more time to work. To get them to praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've preached it before, but there are many things that has caught in again that we need to watch, to look through.
Amen.
Again. That's how the word of God is. Go through once, second time, you still see what? Many nuggets. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So tonight, let's turn to the reading of the word. And we shall still read from Hebrews. Our studies in Hebrews, which actually led to what? To the topic on provocation. We shall read Hebrews 3, 15 to 19. And let's hear the word of God. Hebrews 3, 15 to 19. Let's hear the word of God. While it is said today, if ye hear his voice, bend not your heart. As in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. How be it, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. Lord Jesus, these are all examples of God. As the prophet has made us to know that the journey of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt to the promised land is just a spiritual time. The very journey that we are making. They were pilgrims and strangers. So we are also here, pilgrims and strangers, Lord.
Amen.
Seeking, O Lord, for that city, whose builder and maker is you, God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, tonight, We look at how they provoked you. Lord, we never want to follow that same way. Lord Jesus, help us as we go through. Lord, your word of God, we know the Holy Spirit is already here.
Amen.
Oh, yes, to bring Lord. Every revelation that, Lord, we need of God. Oh, to keep ourselves, Lord, in line, oh Lord, according to your will. Amen. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that tonight, oh Lord, you be with us, which we know that you are here.
Amen.
Bless your word of God and bring the inspiration to us, even as we would like to pray tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we be seated? So, last week, we came to a place, the provocation, the fifth provocation. But there are many things there which we would still like to look to. But before we get to that, I love this passion of what the prophet said about this is not home.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to repeat it again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, this is not home.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you for shouting amen.
Amen. Amen.
Show that you are not what? People that live on this land. We are strangers and pilgrims. The prophet said, this is not home. This world is not our home.
Amen.
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 We are just passing through.
Amen.
We are pilgrims and strangers here. We have a homeland.
Amen.
Where we are going.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the prophet said, God, when the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, Egypt wasn't your homeland. So he said, God's people, they were with what? An unsettled rest. In Egypt, they were unsettled. They were with what? Unsettled rest. That means that place was not a place for them to rest.
Amen.
Amen. They were unsettled there. So it is, we also must be unsettled here.
Amen.
Amen. He said, they were down in Egypt and they were out of their right position.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. This place is not the right position for us. At all. Amen.
Amen.
He said, they were out of their homeland. So it is, we also are out of our homeland. That they were strangers and pilgrims. So we are also strangers and pilgrims.
Amen.
Amen. Because the prophet says, a type of today, we are unsettled. Here, it doesn't take long. You see little children?
Amen.
Small
Amen.
Time, they grow and then grow gray hair like my own here.
Amen.
As I said, I just remember my youth days. It looks as if they are some few weeks ago. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But it's what? It's 60 years now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, so, he said, you see a little girl with dollies praying about small time, you see her wrinkled up. Said there is something wrong here.
Amen.
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 God never created us to grow old.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. He never created us to grow old. And so he said there is something wrong here. This is not home.
Amen.
We are in a wrong place. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why we are pilgrims and strangers here.
Amen.
But one of these days we are going home.
Amen.
Our bodies will change.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we will put on what? The original body that God has given to us.
Amen.
And we will never grow old.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. We will never grow old. There's no death there. There's no sorrow there. That's where we come from.
Amen.
So my brother, my sister, never live like you have no place to go in this earth. Amen.
Amen.
Never live like that. Oh, it's good if you have money. Why not? Build a house. Praise God. And live in. It's fine.
Amen.
Amen. But not a question of what? Making it what? Your permanent home. Always look up.
Amen.
Amen.
And know that you have what? A home somewhere.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What Jesus said. There are many mansions in my Father's house. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you.
Amen.
So I'm going to prepare a place. And I'll come back and take you onto my own.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a home over there.
Amen.
Yes, sir. So, we were looking at the provocation, the fifth provocation, in which God called Moses into the mountains. And the people just told Aaron, Moses have kept long. He's not coming. So, we want you now. We don't know what has happened to Moses. Look at that. Knowing very well that God has called him to the mountains. Now, I said, I don't know what has happened to Moses. So, Moses, now, we want you to make us a new God. Give us a God to lead us back to what? Egypt.
Amen.
Provoking God. And we saw that Aaron also, instead of what, standing on his grounds, praise the Lord, instead of standing on his grounds, Moses have gone, he has left you to what, handle the situation. Amen.
Amen.
Now the people put a little pressure on you, you just give in. So go bring all your earrings and necklaces and everything. And we know the story already. Truly, Aaron did what? Built a golden calf. And listen to what he told the people. This is the God that brought you from Egypt. Oh my, what a provocation.
Amen.
Said, Exodus 32, verse 4. He said, and he received them in their hands and fashioned it with a graven tool. After he had made it a molten calf, and they said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. They provoke God. Aaron did what? Last week we saw what Aaron, we just tell me that Aaron and God let down the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Aaron has let down the bar. Brethren, my brother, my sister, never ever let us what? Bring down the bar.
Amen.
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 Let us always stand by the word, the truth.
Amen.
Because when you get away from the truth, that means you have what? You let the bar down.
Hallelujah.
We have been placed on a position. And that position is our duty to hold on to what? On to God's word. We are here as his ambassadors. And we heard about that little story about that 8-year-old what? Boy. Brother, how old is Willie?
8.
Uh-huh. So you take Willie to be a type of that boy. 80 years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He stood his ground.
Amen.
Amen.
When his master told him, don't allow anybody to cross the field. That was what his authority that has been given to him. Amen.
Amen.
You have been given authority also.
Amen.
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 That authority you have been given, he said, by my stripes you are healed.
Amen.
And from one sickness Amen. Come, you have authority over that sickness.
Amen.
Amen.
You can point to that sickness, get away.
Amen.
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 The price had already been paid.
Amen.
Amen.
This little boy stood his ground against the greatest man of that day, the Duke of Wellington. Amen.
Amen.
He stood against him. The Duke of Wellington with his soldiers wanted to cross the field. And this little boy, 8 years, stood by what? The bar, which had crossed what? The entrance through the field. The Duke said, put down the bar.
Praise the Lord.
Let the bar down so that I pass through. This little boy said, no, sir.
Yeah.
I have orders from my master.
Amen.
That no one passes through
Amen.
The field.
Amen.
The Duke of Wellington looked at the boy. Do you know whom is talking to you?
He said, it doesn't make any difference.
Then listen, I am the Duke of Wellington. The boy was so elated. You see, he was so surprised, very happy to meet such the greatest man so far. Amen. His face brightened. My, today I've met this man. I've heard his name. This man has never been defeated in any war, any battle. The great Napoleon who was conquering the whole of Europe, it was what? This Duke of Wellington that stopped in war, Napoleon in the Battle of Waterloo. Amen.
Amen.
And this great man standing there, the boy, the first time, his face brightened. Oh, my. So the Duke thought that the way how the boy has now brightened, everything was okay. He said, now, will you let the bar down? He said, no, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. No, sir. Yeah. He was shocked. The soldiers had wanted to get down and take the bar down. But the Jews said, stop. Amen. So let's go by the long way. And as they were going, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He heard the boy saying, Master! Master!
Hallelujah.
So, what is it? I have done what Napoleon could not do. I've turned back the Duke of Wellington.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Amen. Heard it, he said, man, if I could get only 6 people with this same strong word, strong will, I can defeat the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, see, man is looking for about 6 people. But God is looking for only one man.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, and that one man was that boy standing there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the way we got to stand by the word of God. The devil will come and bring all kind of war, things against us. But we will stand our word. We will stand upon the word of God.
Amen.
We will never let down the bar.
Amen.
Amen. So, Aaron is our what? Our example. He lets down the bar. Brethren, let's watch it. That we never let down the bar. Now let's see something. Now we see that the first 4 provocation, God always what? Had mercy for the people. God never said anything. When they murmur and provoke, God just give to them what they want. But let's look at this fifth one. This fifth provocation. When the moment they made another God, praise the Lord, that rekindled the wrath of God. So brethren, let's watch it. Amen. There are many things God will overlook in our lives and forgive us. But if the moment we will place anything to be what? Greater than Him. Anything that we shall place first before Him, then we are rekindling what? The wrath of God upon us.
Amen.
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 Let's watch it. That we never put anything before God. That's always God first in every situation.
Amen.
That's why even when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to do is to pray to your God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Never overlook this. Every morning, the first thing that you need to do is what? To tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Seek His face first.
Amen.
Before you do anything. Amen.
Amen.
And if He is the Alpha, then He is the Omega also. Amen. And when the last thing for you to do is what? To seek His face again. Then you have made more the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. You are starting the day with Him. And after the day has ended, you do what? You end it up with Him. Before you lay your head to sleep. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Then He who stood by you and watch over you through the night, because there's a night when all evil spirits and all the powers of the air. And there's a time when what? You go about seeking what? Pray. To devour. Amen. So let us watch it. He said the moment they did that, they brought an anger from God upon themselves. Now listen. In this message, let's see something here. You see, in Matthew 6:24, he said, you cannot serve two masters.
Amen.
So always, you got what? The one God, that's the only one that what? You need to what? Place as first. But now, when one time, in the Bible, Jeremiah 2:13, when they did that, Israel one time did the same thing. They forsook God. And this is what God said. Jeremiah 2:13. He said, for my people have committed two evils.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you forsake God, it is not even one. It is what? Two things. He said, for my people have committed two evils. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters. And then they did what? The second evil. And healed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
Amen.
Amen. See? They have forsaken me. The fountain, the real fountain of life, they've forsaken me, and now they have taken upon themselves cisterns that cannot hold water.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at that. Cisterns, unless rain falls, before it can what? It can gather some water. When the rain stops, it doesn't have any water anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But here is a fountain. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Always gushing out of what? Gushing water.
Amen.
And then you forsake that one. to go and look for what systems that depend upon another water.
Yes,
you've left the Creator. Now you are worshiping what? The creation. Left the Creator to worship what? The creation. The creation that you are worshiping already, it was being created.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So he said, they have done, committed what? Two evils. Because when you forsake the word of God, my brother, you can never say, oh, you were in the what? Neutral ground. There is no neutral ground.
Amen.
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 Either here or there. So when you forsake here, you are here. Amen. You have committed two evils. Praise the Lord. There's no middle way. It is either yea or amen. It's either being hot or you are what? Cold. Lukewarmness is out. God even spew out from his mouth. Amen. Now let's read something from Broken Systems. Preaching in Jeffersonville, 1964. Paragraph 32. He said, now we look at Israel as an example. And there is only one thing. Listen, there is only one thing that God ever did honor. And that was his way that he provided.
Amen.
Amen. One thing that God ever will honor is his provided way. Amen. And he said, if they got out of that way, then God was dishonored. If you get out of that way, then God is dishonored. He said, God made the people to suffer any time they get out of what? Out of his provided way. Yeah, that is the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
And meanwhile, God had already warned these children of Israel. He has already warned them. He warned them in Exodus 34, 12 and 14. Let's read that one. He warned them. Exodus 34, 12. He said, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest. Take heed, be careful.
Amen.
That you don't take what? You don't make covenants with the inhabitants. My brother, here we are passing through. We are pilgrims, we are strangers. And so he said, take heed. You don't make enter into any covenant with the world.
Amen.
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 Lest it be what? A snare. In the midst of thee. If you do that, become a snare in your home, in your very life, it becomes a snare. Praise God.
Amen.
14. For thou shalt worship no other God.
Amen.
Amen. For the Lord whose name, listen.
Amen.
For the Lord whose name is jealous.
God has a name, another name, jealous.
He's a jealous God.
Amen.
He's a jealous God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are what? His bride.
Amen.
Who will allow a husband? Will you allow somebody to be fiddling around your wife?
Oh, no, sir. No, bless you.
Amen. And you, wife, also, you have a husband. Will you go just meddle yourself among what? Among men?
No, sir. Oh, why are you getting no, sir, for that?
No, sir.
You won't do that.
sir. Amen.
When he sees you in any kind of war, oh, unhealthy way of war, exchanging even glances, when you get home, you see, but who, you that man, what do you know him? But the way how you people just exchange this, you see, jealous husband. But I know,
amen.
Our wives here, they won't tell, they won't do that to them. Praise the Lord. So, let's watch it. It's a jealous word. Jealous God. Now let's go on. Still on what? The provocation number 5. We are still on that. So what happened? God told Moses, Moses, go back. There is something going wrong in the camp. Go. But he gave him what? The Ten Commandments. The 2 tablets. Praise the Lord. Go and spell it to them. So, you know, Joshua had been Moses' minister. He had been ministering toward Moses as a something like they say a servant. But when they went there, Joshua had to wait somewhere. He didn't go up there into the clouds. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Joshua waited at the foot of what? Over the mountain. Amen. So when Moses came and they were going back to the camp, then they heard what? And then Joshua said, there is a noise of war in the camp. A noise of what? War in the camp. Then Moses said, it is not the voice. If I can get that, it's still on 32. Then I want you to watch something closely there. Exodus 32. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah. Exodus 32:17. Exodus 32:17. I want you to watch something closely there. The word of God teaches a lot of things. Amen.
Amen.
17. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. Amen. Amen. And he said, that's Moses, and he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery. Amen. Amen. My brethren, we must raise our voices for what? For mastery things.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Neither it is the voice of them that cry for being what? Overcome.
Amen.
See? The voice of what? Overcomers. Shouting and praising God. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is what? But the noise. First, listen here. He said, it is not the voice, amen, of them that shout for mastery. Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome. Amen. But what? Noise. Oh, this is not what voice. It's what? Noise.
Amen.
You can see the difference here.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Because it could have been what? The voice of people singing.
Amen.
Amen. But it was what? Noise. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Noise. The noise of them that sing do I hear. Not the voice of people singing. Amen.
Amen.
Because our voices are for what? To praise God.
Amen.
But these people were making noise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
My brethren, let's watch it. Let us not make noise in the ears of God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Don't make noise in the ears of God. Let our our voices be raised towards Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So that's what Moses said. But you see, Moses was to come and see the worst. Moses came and saw the worst. When he arrived at the camp, he saw the people naked. Amen. He saw the people naked. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cut the tables out of his hand and break them beneath the mount.
We are going to see something.
Amen.
Amen.
That will probably be our prayer text this evening. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet called it till created weak spots. Amen.
Amen.
The devil knows each and everyone's weak spots. Amen.
Amen.
And he will always do what? He will always target that your weak spot for you to be making mistakes all the time. That is what? The work of Satan. Weak spot. That's what the prophet said. He knows everybody's weak spot. Till even just a little moment that he saw a weak spot in Jesus Christ, he attacked them.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus himself, when he discovered a moment, a weak spot, he attacked them. And what about you and me?
Amen.
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 Satan knows the weak spot of what? Moses.
Amen.
And that Moses' weak spot was what? His temper.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's read something here. Amen. He said, for the prophet, he said, what is in thy hand? Preach in San Fernando in 1985. For I'm 29.
Bless
him. He said, but Moses, when the law was given, Moses failed. He came down and struck the rock that was in his hand and threw it down and broke the commandments. All because of a weakness he had, which was temper.
Amen.
And he broke the commandments, showing that the priesthood of Levitical priesthood will be what? Will be broken.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The Levitical priesthood surely will be broken.
Amen.
And here was a sign of it. Amen.
Amen.
If we want to, let's turn to Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. 11 and 12. Hebrews 7, 11 and 12. Amen. Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7, 11 and 12. Yeah. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, see, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not call the order of Aaron? The next. For the priesthood being changed, there is made a necessity, a change also of the law.
Amen.
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 My brother, the priesthood of what? The Levites is changed.
Amen.
Now we have a different word, another priesthood.
Amen.
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 The priesthood of Melchizedek. And so it has to change our lives also.
Amen.
But let's go back to our reading here. And so he said, in his temptation, now he's comparing Moses and Jesus Christ. Moses went into the world, onto the mountain for 40 days.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus also went into the wilderness for 40 days.
Amen.
Now let's read something. And his temptation, he was 40 days in the wilderness. And Jesus was in the wilderness of the world 40 days. And when he came out, that's when Jesus came out, Satan tempted him at his weakness spot, which is what? Hunger.
Amen.
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 See, just a short moment, he saw a weakness in Jesus Christ. Satan attacked immediately.
Amen.
He saw that weakness of what? Hunger in him. He has stayed in the wilderness for 40 days without food. Amen.
Amen.
And we know it already, that if thou be the Son of God, then change these stones to what? Bread.
Amen.
To tempt him.
Amen.
So, Satan tempted him at his weakness spot, as hunger, 40 days fast. But when he met Moses, he could overthrow him.
Amen. Amen.
When he was hit on Moses' what? Weak spot, which is what? Temper, he was able to what? Overthrow him. But when he hit on what? Jesus' own. Amen.
Amen.
He couldn't work.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm learning something from them, my brother and sister.
Amen.
But when he met Jesus, he found out that there was something more than Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the way how we got to prove to the enemy.
Amen.
That when he comes with a word, trying to hit at our weak spots, let us also tell him it is written.
Amen.
It is written.
Amen.
Amen. Let's show him that he that is in us is greater than he is.
Amen.
Amen. Weak spot. Tonight, everyone knows his weak spot.
Amen.
Everyone has his own weak spot. Tonight, that is what we are going to watch. As the Lord strengthen me.
Amen.
That's what the scripture says. Let's lay aside every weight.
Amen.
And sin,
amen,
that easily besets us.
Amen.
And let's what? Run the race with all patience.
Yes.
Oh, with all strength, with all faith. Praise God.
Amen.
I have my weakness. I have to confess also. I have my own weakness also. Amen.
Amen.
My children will tell you, you know my weakness. Amen. I'm praying that to what? The Lord help me tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone has his or her weak point. That's where Satan will be what? Hitting us all the time. And so you see that you always what? Make that mistake. Then you feel so bad. It's the devil targeting your weak spot. Tonight, it's over.
Amen.
Lord, tonight my own is over.
Amen.
My children are going to watch whether it's true.
Amen.
Amen. In the house sometimes I get off. Praise the Lord. And I have to confess it, yes. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Lord, tonight, I confess my weak spot.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 You know your weak spot, where it is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Young men are not here. I would have let them know. If your weak spot is looking at turning back to look at women's back, hey, tonight, just let it go.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to what? Look at our weak spots tonight. That's what the devil is, what the prophet is saying. That Satan knows our weak spots. And he will be what? Always hitting at that place.
Yes.
And always you commit it, and then you feel so bad.
That's right.
And you think that you will never do it again. And then you see it doing another time.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, tonight.
Amen.
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 I have a Lord who is stronger.
Amen.
Who is my strength.
Yes.
Amen.
Tonight, that weak spot, praise the Lord, is over. It has what? Ended.
Amen.
So that's another lesson that we have got from what? Provocation 5. Amen. The first time I read this, all these things never came. But now everything is up. That's the word of God is.
Amen.
It's a living word.
Amen.
Amen.
The first time I preached this, all these things just went over. But when I went back, when we're studying this Hebrews, then I came to this provocation. I said, oh, okay, let me just go back to the provocation in the wilderness again. Now, a lot of things just coming up.
Amen.
Weak spot. Let's watch it. Amen. Now let's look at another thing. Amen. Give me the 32 verse 25. You read that reading from verse 25. Amen. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, see, for Aaron had made them naked, Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their what? Enemies. Verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side?
Amen.
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 Who is on the Lord's side?
When we were in primary school, we had a song that we were singing, I've forgotten it. Who is on the... That's our marching song to the classroom. Who is on the Lord's side? Who?
Oh, amen.
Amen.
It's a very fine song, and I will look for it. Praise the Lord. Said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.
Amen.
Amen. And all the sons of Levi gather themselves together unto him.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, he has made us both kings and priests.
Amen.
Amen.
When he called the Levites, they all came unto him.
Amen.
They were what? The priests, the priesthood.
Amen.
Today, you and I, God has made us all kings and priests. And so if he is calling, who is on the Lord's side? Then we raise our hands.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are on the Lord's side.
Amen.
We are on the Lord's side tonight.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
And he did what? So see, Moses was doing what? Moses was separating.
Amen. Amen.
Right from evil.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. See, separation has come here again. God always wants that separation.
Amen.
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 Amen. Right from evil.
Amen.
Light from darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brethren, that's where we are. We need to what? Separate ourselves from the things of this world.
Amen.
We need to separate ourselves from unbelief.
Amen. Amen.
Separate ourselves from the group. Oh, that word will take other God as their God. We separate ourselves from it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now, let's go to provocation number 6.
Five is enough for us. But no, there's a real one. Let's do another one point before we move towards sex. Let's read Exodus 33. Exodus 33. Let's look at what, how God and also answered them. Exodus 33. I'm reading from verse 3. Onto a land. 33. Onto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not, okay. That's what I want you. Therefore, I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. See, when they made themselves another God, God said what? I will never come in your midst anymore. Amen. Brethren, if we will take any other thing to be what? To place it first before God, we can never come in our midst anymore. Amen. We cannot. He will not come in our midst. Yes, 5. For the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves off of their ornaments by the mount of Horeb. And Moses, now look. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of God, the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of congregation, which was what? Without the camp.
Amen.
God will never stay where there is no sin.
That's right.
He can never be in the midst of sin.
Amen.
So he said, put the ark out of the camp.
Amen.
If anyone wants to seek me, come over there and meet me there. But in the camp, I will never stay with you anymore. My brother, my sister, if we take God and put him in the second place, amen. My brother, don't forget it. Every morning, put him first.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So now, provocation number 6. Okay, just let us look at it for this is short. This is amen. Provocation number 6. We have to turn to numbers. See that the first 5. We got it from Exodus.
Amen.
Then we will get another 5 in Numbers.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you may ask how it continued that way. Because the 6th provocation is in Numbers 11, 4 to 6. With these studies, because the Bible said, you people have what? Provoked me these 10 times. So I made this set of what? 10 provocations on my own studies, please.
Praise the Lord.
So, I'm not stamping it as that this is it. Amen.
Amen.
But they are provocations truly which I have what? Found out from what? From the children of Israel, their journey. I found 5 in Exodus and 5 in Numbers. Praise the Lord. And then how would we know that Numbers 11 is a continuation of what? The provocation. Okay, let's read Numbers 10:33. That will prove to us that is the continuation. Numbers 10:33.
And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey.
Praise the Lord.
The last, the provocation five was what? At the mount of Sinai.
Amen.
Amen. And so now it's telling us that they have now departed from the mount of what? Of the Lord.
Amen.
So now from there, the provocation started again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's how I got the number 6, which is Exodus 33, Exodus Numbers 11, 4 to 6. Let's turn to Numbers 11, 4 to 6. And a mixed multitude was among them, fell a lasting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. What a provocation. You needed food. God has given you what? Manna from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Now, they are complaining about this manna from heaven. Saying that they remember the fish that they were eating in Egypt. The cucumbers, the melons, the garlics, and all of this. They mix them together. Oh, my.
Make pepper.
Make a what? Pepper soup.
Huh?
Amen. Mixing here and there.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. God food is not mixing. You can't mix God food.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can't mix this word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But they want a mixture. Melons, a little garlic, a little cucumbers here. Huh? This one here.
Mm.
You are looking for what? Oh, my. Now listen to what the prophet said here in Pergamian Church Age. He said, we all know that the manna was angels' food.
Amen.
It was what God sent down upon the grass for Israel at the time of their wandering. Now listen. He said, it was a perfect food.
Amen.
It was amazing how those little pellets of food kept them in perfect health.
Amen.
No one got sick.
Amen.
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 Perfect food you were eating. No one got sick in the wilderness.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No one got sick. Now, you are looking for what? A food, mixture of food. You are looking for KFC. Amen.
McDonald's.
The one that can kill you.
Amen.
Huh?
A KFC people, when they hear this,
amen. Looking for what? Junk food!
Mm. Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Mm.
They never fell sick. None ever won for or fell sick. Now they are looking for what? They are looking for meat to eat. Let me just quickly let you see something here before we go. So in short, let me just give you know the story already. So, God said, you want what? Meat to eat. God said, okay. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. Verse 18. Give me verse 18. Okay, go. And God said unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. After they provoked God. You see, listen, sometimes when God has spoken, you must know that this, you should be able to discern,
amen,
and know what is behind that word.
Amen.
So sanctify yourself against tomorrow. And ye shall eat flesh. Ye shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us what? Flesh to eat. Now listen. For it was well with us in Egypt. When we said it was well with you in Egypt. Therefore, the Lord will give you what? Flesh. And ye shall eat. Ye shall eat not one day. Not 2 days, not 5 days, not 10 days, not 20 days, but even a whole month until it comes out from your nostrils, and it will be a loathsome unto you. You hear this? Because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came ye forth out of Egypt? Listen to this. Aren't you afraid?
But I could see the people. Hey, Charlie, tomorrow we are going to eat meat.
What they want is what it has blinded them to. What was the warning that was coming here? They could not want. See it. You eat it even 1 day, or 2 days, no, 5 days, no, 10 days, no, 20 days. Month and whole month you'll be eating, and it will be coming through your nostrils. And it will be really loathsome to me. See? Then you are happy that you are going to what? Get meat to eat. That's the way. 10 to 31. Verse 31. Now let's think of it. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp, as it were, against Jenny on this side, and as it were, against Jenny on the other side. My. The camp was in the middle. Quails here. You walk, quails. The whole day, quails. And my left, quails. 1 day journey. My. Oh, praise the Lord. And it were against journey on the other side. Round about the camp. And as it were what? 2 cubits high. Mine. 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth.
Hear me.
Go on. 32. Hey. And the people stood up all that day, all that night, all the next day, and they gathered the quails. Richard, oh, my quails!
Hallelujah!
He said, he that gathered least gathered 10 homers.
I quickly went to look for Homer. The value of Homer.
Amen.
Hebrews, listen. My brother, one Homer. Huh?
Yes, sir.
One Homer is 229.7 liters. A container that can hold. Huh? A container that can hold what? 229.7 liters. You imagine that container. is bigger than a drum.
Amen.
I don't know. Do you know how many liters your bus tank fits?
My car's 50 liters. So.
Now, 200, and when I look at it, it's like, 229.17 liters. One homer. Very big tank. And the one who took the least, he had 10 of it.
Amen.
Amen. What is it? He that gathered the least. Yeah. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers. And one homer is what? 229.7 liters. You could just imagine. Provocation! And so, they sat down and started what? Chewing. And it started coming through their noises. One year, meet you will come.
Oh, praise you.
Amen.
And while they were what? Eating and then coming through their noises, God just smote them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God smote them. I don't know, my sister. Let's hold on here.
Amen.
Amen.
We will continue. But meanwhile, our prayer tonight, let's look at what? Our next one.
Amen. Amen.
So that because the devil will be hitting that place. So let's look at our weak spot and what? Ask the Lord to strengthen us that we overcome. With this hand, please come. With this spot that our easily besets us. We try to overcome them. I won't do that again. But yet, another time you see yourself falling into it again. But the Lord tonight. So these are all for our example. Lord knows it. Why God will bring all these things to us? You know, the weak spot of Moses when he threw what the Ten Commandments, broke them to pieces because of what? Because he said he was really angry. Amen. When we continue, you see that on the ninth provocation, that means the same thing the devil did. See, he hit Moses again on the same word, temper. When the people again provoked God because of water, he said, how many times? Two different occasions. God has given you water. Even the bitter one, he changed it. You reach a place, a rock, a dry place where there is nothing shows that there is what? Fertile land there. Yet, out of a rock, which is Christ Jesus, the fountain of life, water was gushing out for you.
Amen.
Amen. Then again, God trying to see whether you will just say, oh, there's no water. Let us pray. The Lord, you are the one who changed our bitter waters unto what? Sweet water. Oh, it is the same God. Oh, when we reach Horeb where there was no water again. Oh, yes. Oh, he came and stood upon the rock and there was water for us. And so he's that same God. When there's no water here, we know that he can give us water. Amen. And so let's praise him. That's what God is expecting, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
But now, the moment, it was what? The devil. Amen. Provoking what? Moses. So now when Moses went to God, he was already angry. He said, Lord, what should I do with these rebels? He said, you go speak to the rock.
Amen.
You go speak to the rock. Water will come.
Amen.
But because of the temper, annoyance, and Satan has used his weak spot. And what happened? Because of that, God said, go and speak to the rock. He went and hit the rock twice. God said, for that reason, you will see the promised land, but your foot shall never want to touch that place. See? Weak spot. Amen. David also. Satan saw that David, his weak spot was what? Women. Amen. He had a lot of concubines. Till Absalom was sleeping with some of them. Amen. Absalom, his own son. And so Satan used that same weak spot for him to see what? A naked woman. That was the sin of what? David. Amen. So he will look at your weak spot and be hit in that place all the time. So that you commit them and then you feel so bad. And you'll be happy. And then you point that you see your daughter. You see your son. Praise the Lord. But when he tried it on Job, it didn't work.
Amen.
He tried it on Job, it didn't work. He took everything. Amen.
Amen.
So he went to God and said, okay, let me touch his what? His own body. He said, go. But don't take his life. He did everything. Job stood. Let's be like Job. Let's our whisper. Yes,
amen.
He has what? Provided. In everything, glory be to his name. The Lord strengthen me tonight. I confess my whisper. Please, Lord. You are my strength. Help me to overcome tonight. I never will ever get myself what? Defeated. I will never allow. I will tell Satan, it is written.
Amen.
It is written. It is written. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to bless you.
Stand up, facing final battleground.
Lord, help me. Then upon this, every request also, that's in the heart of everyone here, he knows them. We believe that every request, the Lord is here to answer.
Amen.
Then this request that has come, we believe also. As the man believed, we also believe because we have a God.
Amen.
That answers prayer.
Amen.
We have a God who has already said it is finished.
Hallelujah.
By my stripes ye are healed.
Amen.
So we know that that brother is already healed.
Amen.
Cancer,
yes, Lord.
Get out from that body.
Amen.
Cancer,
amen.
Get out from that body.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Let us all pray. Let's pray.
Treasure
and treasure our lives. Amen. Father, for Lord, Father, it's grace that constrains us and brings us to thy house. Yes. We believe, Lord, Father, by faith, we come again on Friday.
Amen.
If you grant us another day.
Yes.
Bless your church. Touch your people. God.
Amen.
Lead us now as we are part with us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Something keeps holding me. Every